Like in Luther's day, you may be seated for the sermon. 47 years ago this month, it was the biggest news on earth. But this summer, I bet it slipped by without most of us even noticing. As important as it was, and it still is, really, it's easy to forget. On July 24th, 1969, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and who was the third one? Who? Nope. Mike Collins. Mike Collins. He's the one that stayed up in the capsule. Mike Collins, they returned safely to Earth after walking man's first steps on another heavenly body, on the moon. And they were the toast of the planet. And for a brief time, the entire human race, think about this, the entire human race was on the same page, looking together beyond the wars and distrust, beyond the economic worries and such down here, to gaze up and dream about something way beyond, way up above. As Christians, though living in this fallen world, we have things above to which we always look. And we're not just talking about heaven per se. Unlike the world's focus on the first moonwalk 47 years ago, our focus as Christians isn't primarily on a place. Our looking to things above is looking to a person, Jesus Christ. That means we can always be looking above every day with hope, with joy, with hope for the future, and with joy, think about this, and with joy for the now. The problem is, when we forget that, we forfeit so much of the daily joy that God has for us. In our text this morning, St. Paul encourages us to set your hearts on things above where Christ is. Doing that, setting our hearts on things above, that keeps the things below, the things here on earth, in a proper focus, a proper perspective for us. Christ, by his death, lifted up on the cross, and by his rising from the grave, he has given and guaranteed for us heaven. Therefore, we can now enjoy God's blessings while we are on earth here. But, and this is important, in light of today's scriptures, if we set our minds on the things of this earth, then not only is heaven lost to us, but so also is the joy of the Lord in the here and the now. Only by keeping our minds set on Jesus, who is now seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven, only by keeping our minds set there will we be able to daily enjoy the blessings of God from God, here on earth, here and now. In the Old Testament reading today, it says this. Read this with me. A man can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work. This too I see is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the man who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, happiness. Gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. And in Christ, that is what we have been given. We get to enjoy life here because Christ has fully prepared for our life there. So, we can live now, free of fear for our future. Our future is secure. It's locked away forever with Christ in heaven, where he is now seated above all above all earthly things. We are now free to enjoy the earthly things that God brings our way. Now, I'm not talking about boats or houses or new gizmos for the house or new computers or things like that. Jesus said in the gospel lesson today, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Rather, it's richness toward God in Christ that our life today consists of. That primary relationship is what frees us to daily enjoy the relationships, the other relationships that God brings our way. The preacher or the teacher in Ecclesiastes said, we're to enjoy the work of our hands and the food and the drink that we earn. Is there a better way to enjoy such things than to share them? And especially to share them with those people who have need. We are built. We're made for such relationships. We're not created for isolation. Now, we're made to first have a relationship with God. That's why he created us. When we remember that, when we remember that we are created first and foremost for a passionate and a loving relationship with God, then all the earthly cravings that surround us are seen for what they truly are. They're simply a hollow imitation of that which truly satisfies. And that is a relationship with God. That relationship is what brings us true joy. And then, after that, we're free to build our earthly relationships, not with things, but with the family and the friends and the neighbors and even with the strangers that reflect, as we have those relationships, that reflect our primary relationship with the God of heaven. The people and circumstances that he directs our attention to are what we are free to delve into with gusto. That's what we're doing here. As we do, what is it we're doing here? We are hearing, sharing, and living the gospel. Paul tells us to seek things that start from where Christ is, at the right hand of God. Christ has been seated at God's right hand after his giant leap for mankind. First came his leap from heaven to live among us down here on planet Earth. And then all those small steps he took as a man that included his perfect keeping of the entire law to the tiniest degree. And it finished with those final painful stumbling steps to the cross. But finally, his huge leap from the grave to his resurrection and his ascension back to heaven. He is the one man who has gone beyond death. He's the one man who has gone where every man, woman, and child of God can go, and that is through death to heaven. We go by grace, through faith alone. His destiny is now our destiny too, to be with God. By our baptism, we died to this world. And our old nature, think about this, our old nature has been drowned. And we have now been raised to a new nature and a heavenly life. Baptism teaches us that a new heavenly man or woman has risen from those waters. Baptism grants faith in Christ And all who believe have a place in heaven without it being able to take even the smallest step on our own behalf. It now remains for us to be focused, as we're told in the lessons today, on Christ above, where he is seated at the right hand of God. Living daily the life of things above, well, that's something that we all do here and now. It's like an unborn baby. That's not a potential life, and it's not a life to be. He or she is a life in the fullest sense, but just isn't seen yet. And we are like that unborn baby. We are living the life of things above that we will see, but we're living that life right now, ever since our baptism. We just can't yet see those heavenly things. So we're called to make that life, that heavenly life that is ours. We participate in making that life as visible as possible to others, to those that are here with us below. And to that end, we live life different from the lives that are lived only for the sake of the things here below. We spend our lives gladly in daily praise and worship to God, and in giving away to others the hope that is ours. Where? With Christ above. Now, before Matthew went into the Navy, when we were living in Folsom, he and I went over to Oakland, where the USS Hornet is, the museum of the USS Hornet is. And we walked on the deck, and on that deck, you can see those white steps that are painted on the deck. Those are the first steps that the astronauts took when they got back on this earth after walking on the moon. And we got to follow in those steps. And to follow those steps is to touch for us a bit of our history. But to walk in following the steps of Christ, that is to touch eternity now. Our baptism puts us on that path. And by faith, we walk this earth where Jesus leads us here and now, knowing that in him, the things above are already ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.